We had a wonderful crowd, and again, we were really pushing folks to stay home and on their comfort level and watch through Facebook Live. But we had a wonderful event. I mean, truly, people clapping and whooping and screaming when we announced and unveiled these titles as we move forward into 22.
Mm-hmm. How, you know, when a couple titles were held over from 2020, is it difficult to get them back online in the schedule?
You know, it depends, because we're dealing with like rights and royalty companies, and if a tour comes out, you know, sometimes they'll withhold the rights that you might have had the year before that you won't get the next year, but you could get them the year after. So we started the process with, you know, Ground Zero again, and worked our way through that process of choosing mm-hmm. the selection.
Before we delve into 2022, Ginger, let's talk about being open again for patrons, beginning with Million Dollar Quartet last month, which I saw in Legally Blonde coming up at the end of this month.
That's right.
Just talk about getting the buzz back in the theater and getting people back in there.
I think it's important that we all recognize what we've missed over the past, you know, 16, 17 months. And for myself and for Mill Mountain Theater as an organization, we want people to feel comfortable and confident, not only in what we're doing as far as a product, but also how we're handling front of house and our guest artists through this, you know, ordeal that we're all still living in. So we want to make sure that we're staying on top of that and opening our doors and welcoming people back in safely.
Did people seem to feel comfortable for Million Dollar Quartet? They seemed comfortable the night I went.
They did. And it was, you know, we were encouraging masks at that point, and it was that perfect show that I think we all needed at that time. It was familiar. It was light. You know, people were singing along and tapping their toes. So it was just what we needed. And I think Roanoke really came to the rescue with that one.
All right. Talking with Ginger Poole from Mill Mountain Theater. Let's talk about this next season coming up in 2022. The Heights, which is set in the New York City, the Washington Heights neighborhood.
That's right.
Is up first on the main stage in April. It was a Tony Award winning musical, and it was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton
fame. That's right. This was his...
It was a movie too, right?
It was recently. They just made a movie. So I feel that it's one of those shows that it's insanely energetic. The music's phenomenal. The message is incredible. And it was one of those, you know, that pre-Hamilton era. So, I mean, the writing's incredible. And it's nice that we were able to snag this one. And I'll be honest, I was shocked when I got the email that you've been approved, you're getting it. So I think this is a big title for Mill Mountain Theater and for Roanoke to experience.
Yeah, talk about that. Is it tough when you want something that maybe a hot property with anything attached to Manuel Miranda's name is or anything? Is it tough sometimes to get a property?
Absolutely. And there's some, you know, there's titles like, say, Jersey Boys, for instance. You know, that's insanely popular with the tour, Broadway, Vegas, all of those settings that have hosted that show. There's still a 3-year waiting list for a regional theater to be able to produce Jersey Boys.
Wow.
So, you know, that's one of those shows that I hear that title a lot, and I'm like, we're on the list, but it's a long list. So wow. It's a process.
The Young Audience series presents Disney's High School Musical, a one-act version. That's in late July on Mill Mountain Theater. And these are some of the Mill Mountain Theater Conservatory students?
That's right. So this is an opportunity for our conservatory students and the young artists in our community to actually perform on the main stage, working with professional creative teams, designers, whatnot. But it is children performing on the main stage. So that's what's special about that summer.
And the conservatory, these are the kids that also go out in the community and put on little plays sometimes?
They do. And that usually that is what we attract or recruit as our apprentice company. And they're the college, university age students. So the Disney's High School Musical, that will be for our middle and high school students that are right here in the Roanoke Valley.
So have they done main stage productions before on the Trinkle stage?
They have.
Okay.
So we always have a Young Audience series that is on the main stage. Because again, I think that's something that's important for them to experience.
Aspiration.
I mean, it is, but also just everything that goes into work there as far as the scale, the scope, safety issues, all of that. They get to experience that firsthand.
All right, then things get dramatic again in September with the Diary of Anne Frank, and she wrote in her diary, "I still believe in spite of everything that people are truly good at heart." 13-year-old Anne Frank wrote that when they were hiding from the Nazis in Amsterdam during World War II. This is a new adaptation of the play I read based on the book, and you've never done Diary of Anne Frank before.
We have not done this version. I believe Mill Mountain did the Diary of Anne Frank back in the early 80s, but not this version. And this is another title that was a carryover from that 2020 season planning that was canceled. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to bring this. And the placement of this being our fall main stage, it is to be in collaboration with the schools to bring back the field trips into our houses to the local high schools still read this and teach this. So mm-hmm. I think it's important for them to see this story come from page to stage.
How often do you try to put on a straight drama?
I try to have at least one in the season, whether that's on the main stage or over on our Waldron Fringe series. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, it's important to really have something for everyone, and not everybody's a musical theater mm-hmm. person. So we like to have those straight shows as well.
All right, we're talking with Ginger Poole, the producing artistic director at Mill Mountain Theater. The season, the 2022 season has been announced. Of course, there's still a couple plays left this year. You can go to millmountain.org for more information.
That's right.
Then for the Christmas run, Holiday Inn runs for about a month starting at the end of November. I remember the movie version. Isn't that Bing Crosby sings White Christmas in that, correct?
That's, well, there's Holiday Inn is very similar to
White Christmas.
White Christmas,
right.
Yes. There's actually one of the songs is in that too. But right. Irving Berlin, it's got all of very familiar songs. I mean, Blue Skies, things like that. So it's nostalgic, but it will have it's some high energy tap numbers. So I think that'll be something that'll be great for the holiday season.
And is it set at a hotel? I forget.
It is. It's set at an inn where they take over this inn and they actually do shows for all seasons. So you'll have things from, you know, Thanksgiving all the way through, you know, July 4th and everything in between that these young people put on.
So that should be a crowd pleaser.
I think so. Mm-hmm. And that was, again, a carryover from that 2020 planning. And it already then had a huge rush as far as ticket sales and interest from sponsors and whatnot. So we're excited to bring that one back.
And we should mention again that this Christmas season will be A Christmas Story.
That's right.
Christmas Story, which, of course, everybody remembers the movie, Ralphie.
That's
you're
right.
Poke
you'll
your eye out.
Yep, you'll shoot your eye out.
And you did that 3-4 years ago, but it's very popular.
It is very popular. And we, you know, in our marketing, we even have the tagline, you know, backed by popular demand. Even though we only did it 4 holidays ago, it's one of the top shows that are titles that we hear. Can we bring that one back? Can you bring that one back? Well, we're bringing that one back. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're talking to Ginger Poole from Mill Mountain Theater. A few minutes left. Let's talk about, let's not forget the Fringe series on the Waldron stage with the cake and then the Tony Award winning Fun Home. And then the cake is interesting. And you said it's the writer writes for This Is Us, the TV show.
That's right.
Right.
And
basically it's about a baker who's a Christian woman who finds out she's baking a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. And that's a dilemma for her.
That is, and it takes her through, you know, wait a minute, you know, who am I as a human and who am I as a entrepreneur, you know, storefront owner in a small town? But it's truly straight out of the headlines from several years ago in North Carolina, the baker that refused to bake the cake for the same-sex couple.
And I think I saw the monologue on YouTube or something, and it's really funny.
It is. I was going to say it's a story that is, it's a weighty subject matter that's told with a lot of heart and a lot of humor.
Right, and The Fun Home is a Tony Award winning. Is that a musical?
It is a musical. And that one, we're very excited, especially to do in the Waldron space, because that's a more intimate experience. 99-seat house. We'll probably do that show in the round, so you will be up close and personal. One of the last ones we did over there was Next to Normal, which, again, in the round or in the thrust, you just get to experience theater on a different level when you're that close to the performer.
Yeah, the Waldron's a cool space.
It's very cool
space. If you like theater and you've only been to the Trinkle, try something at the Waldron, I would say, just because you almost feel like you're in the play with people.
You really do. I mean, there's a different connection than having that, you know, barrier from a proscenium style.
Mm-hmm. Also, 2 concerts coming up, big band, boy bands through the ages in May of 2022 and the ladies of 80s in August.
That's right.
Madonna, Stevie Nicks, Cyndi Lauper. That ought to be a lot of fun. That'll bring back a lot of memories for people.
I was going to say the big hair, the shoulder pads, it's all coming back. So we're looking forward to those.
And those are pretty popular, those concerts.
They are. Mm-hmm. And like it's an easy thing for us to mount. We rehearse them in a week. We usually have 2 night only, you know, Friday night, Saturday night. And again, it's something familiar. It's a more casual atmosphere. We welcome, you know, drinks inside the theater and have that concert experience.
Mm-hmm. Then the Young Audience series, shorter plays, about an hour long, including Shakespeare's As You Like It.
That's right.
I've been in.
That's
and,
right.
And who's in these plays, the Young Audience plays?
So this, again, is that opportunity for our local young performers. So they don't only have to study with us as far as the conservatory students, but we open that audition up to every youth performer in the Roanoke Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And we're proud of those.
Were you able to have camps this summer?
We did. We went through with a regular camp season this summer, and we were quite pleased that we could, again, invite folks in our doors.
All right, a couple of minutes left. We'll talk with Ginger Poole, the producing artistic director for Mill Mountain Theater. Ginger, how important is it for patrons to support Mill Mountain Theater as you get back on your feet after the shutdown?
I think more so than ever. I mean, the first thing that we acknowledged last night in our season reveal was just our appreciation of support through the past, 16, 17 months and the absence of, live theater in our area. And I think even with all of the relief grants that you've seen and heard of and whatnot, I mean, that kept the lights on.
The PPEs or
whatever. That's right. Yeah. But I think moving forward, we still need our donor base and our sponsorship base and whatnot. And Roanoke has been insanely generous to us, and we are forever grateful.
Were you afraid at all? And I think I've talked to other people about this, even for people that own restaurants, that people would just get out of the habit of going out and say, hey, I like it at home. I can watch Netflix or something.
I was going to say there's other options. I mean, we all can do it from our phone, our television, our couch. Mm-hmm. I think that is something. But there's, we were speaking when we were talking about the Waldron stage and that different experience. It's a different experience to experience live theater versus on a screen. And it's like, it's that shared camaraderie with the audience members, that connection of the live storytelling. So I do feel, especially seeing the crowds come out for Million Dollar Quartet, it was missed and people are ready for it.
All right. And just to kind of wrap up, are you encouraging season tickets? I think renewals are now, and then new season subscriptions are available beginning October 1st, single tickets for shows November 1st. But are you encouraging people to get on board?
100%. And this is something that we've always had in place as far as the flexibility with our season ticket package. A lot of folks say, hey, I'd love to get them, but I don't know what I'm going to be doing in a year from now. You don't have to. So just choose a date and know that you can change that date as many times as you like with no fees or penalties. So, get that season ticket package and just go ahead and get it for every opening night. And then as the calendar gets closer, call the box office and change your seats to accommodate your schedule.
Okay, so you're not locked into opening
night?
Not
at all.
Okay.
No, very flexible, and again, no fees. You can change them as many times as you need to.
Right, Ginger Poole, just to wrap up, do you feel like you hit a home run for 2022?
It feels good. It felt normal, a little slice of normalcy, and we're excited to share this and move forward. As long as we have that forward momentum, we're ready for you.
So you're off to a good start last night with that momentum, you think?
Yes, I think so, 100%.
And tell people where they go again to find out information.
Yes, sir. MillMountain.org.
Right. Well, Ginger, always good to see you. Ginger Poole
from
Mill Mountain Theater. And go to MillMountain.org for more information. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.